The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Just a few more minutes for you to do Sit Hole. S-I-T Hole. A name from this morning's Brady Report. 97936, and you'll qualify to maybe be the person we draw today who will get themselves the $50 gift card to Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits and tickets to go see our friend Sebastian Maniscalco over there later in August. I believe it's August. Is that right? Is it August? It is August.
I believe so, yeah.
So you get that together. And then, of course, you're in the drawing for the Man Cave upgrade, which is coming up. Prestige giving you the 8-foot pool table, ping pong table, dartboard. Modelo Especial giving you the mini fridge, $150 gift card, table and stools to go with your new stuff, and then Traeger smoker from Ace Hardware. That comes up not this Friday, but next Friday. Is that next Friday already?
It is.
That we do our contest for the five finalists. So you got to get through today and qualify, and then we'll draw five finalists for next Friday's competition. Those five finalists will get tickets to see the Diamondbacks taking on the Chicago Cubs on Father's Day. Pretty cool. Easy enough. Man Cave upgrade. Beautiful thing. We got the Suns and Nuggets tonight. Everybody's talking sports. And we were just talking off there about that farce the other night. Nobody control. That's the one thing I do. Master P almost did it, but nobody control their way into basketball. You can't really troll your way into football just by saying, I'm good at football. I train for it. You get a tryout, maybe. You're not going to get in or get a. You're just not going to be able to step on a. I mean, essentially what Logan Paul did the other day was just step into a playoff game and start at quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what in the hell? Yeah, the guy says he's really good. He's played one game with another guy who says he's good. But, yeah, he's starting quarterback now for the Buccaneers because he just told everybody how great he is. And it blows your mind. I watched the fight with Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. And, again, Dana White was right yesterday. He went on and on saying you're an idiot if you paid for it. And you are. But we all fell for it. And now he's trying to start the Amanda Nunes versus Kim Kardashian, which is brilliant.
What?
Yeah, because he said, look, he's not pushing it, but Amanda Nunes went with it and said, she wants to fight, I'll do it. Of course she will, because they both know that's a $100 million day.
Oh, yeah.
Who isn't going to watch Amanda Nunes go in there? It's not going to happen with Kim Kardashian, though. But that's
already, got it.
Dana White said there's the danger of what happens with sport. You take a popular figure, and they just get a wild hair up their ass and say, guess what else I want to try? You know, it's like Kevin Durant taking a date on a date. It's just, you can do whatever you want. There's no boundaries. So there is a video going around. And I remember as I was watching the fight, Floyd connects with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And I remember the moment it happened going, oh, he's out on his feet. And then he kind of comes to, and I said, I got to give it to the kid. He's taking shots. Like, he's taking real hits. Well, the video replayed over and over shows that Logan Paul is out on his feet. And Floyd Mayweather holds him up for a second.
Yeah, you see the...
he keeps him from going down. And it would have been a knockdown. It's a straight right. It's coming. It's a hooked style. It's like a... But he gets him under the chin a little behind... You know, he just kind of dislodged that jaw a little bit. If his mouth's open, 8 pounds of pressure to the jaw with your mouth open will knock you, at least dizzy you up to the point where you're going on the ground. And I didn't realize it while I was watching, but while he's going down, you see Floyd's left arm flex to hold him up because he's going down. And so now you realize this whole thing was even more set up than you thought.
It was either, you know, crazy. When you look at it, it looks like, okay, that's a pretty big stumble, but you're like, no that's not a stumble.
His arms drop.
And
he's
and
done.
His back bends over.
He's going to the ground.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Floyd's left arm locking up under Logan Paul's right arm. It's going to the ground. So who predicted it, Brady? Because they're already starting to bring it up. Floyd brought it up yesterday and said, man, he was good. Mike Tyson said, Logan Paul impressed me. He needs to fight Badu Jack. Now, Badu Jack is a 37-year-old heavy or a light heavyweight fighter who has been in Floyd's camp for years. So guess who gets the promotion if Logan wants to fight a real cruiserweight like Badu Jack? Floyd Mayweather. So interview yesterday, they told Floyd, or he just kind of mouthed off about it. They said he's not going to make $100 million like he said. And he said, I'm not done yet. Essentially saying, look, the plan is in place. You guys aren't even seeing it. Very few people are paying attention to what's going on. But Dana White was 100% right yesterday. Sports, if you want trolls in sports, the best fights we can set up are your favorite Instagrammer versus a real fighter. It's the best thing we could do for money. Because why would Conor McGregor go fight Dustin Poirier again if he can fight Logan Paul, not get hurt, have none of his credibility ruined in a sport he doesn't actually play in, and make $100 million, and make $80 million bucks? It's the destruction of sport, which is why I'm pissed off at Floyd Mayweather. Stand up for the sport that built you. Stand up for the sport that built your whole family. If it weren't for boxing being what it was, the Mayweathers would have never done anything. You got to stand up. You got to wax the guy who says, I'm in your league. You got to go in there and go, no, this is a serious endeavor, and you just don't do that. It's like strip club DJs telling us, oh, I'm a DJ too. I get up, all right, go do the job, jackass, because you can't. I'm a DJ. I DJed a club. I used to bring the girls. I was pretty good.
Dollar Kamikazes. Wild Mercedes is on stage.
You're good. I couldn't do that. You sad, pathetic losers, pull up your sweatpants and wipe off those little dribble marks, because here comes Dakota. And while Dakota's on, all the calls to your mom are free, so you can come get a ride home. So, yeah, no, it bothers everybody when, yeah. You know, like if you talk to a professional tennis player and say, yeah, I play tennis, they're like, oh, shut up. You don't want anybody to say that. I love tennis as a thing, and I play a little bit, but I'm nowhere near your level. But when guys like, so I'm with you on that. I could probably hop in the ring with you and go if you're, I could never with a professional fighter do it. And I love boxing. I would never even insult them to go, let's have an actual round. I asked Shannon Briggs to punch me because I wanted to know what it felt like, because I know it's different than anything else I've ever felt, because he's at a tier I'll never experience. And he wouldn't do it because he knew. You know who wanted to fight me? The Bayonne bleeder, Chuck Wepner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was 75 years old. He's the inspiration for the movie Rocky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the only boxer I've ever challenged for real.
Yeah, I'll
fight you. And I expected him to go, well, I'm just 75. And he goes, let's do this, punk. I'll wipe the floors. He would kick my ass. Yeah, Chuck Wepner. He's dead now, isn't he? Didn't he pass away?
Did he pass?
I don't remember. But he was on the show promoting the movie called Chuck with your friend, the voice guy on HBO. You met him at the Bogarine. Damn it.
82 years young.
What was his name? Who's the voice guy for HBO Sports?
Liev Schreiber?
Liev Schreiber, yeah.
Yeah.
Schreiber plays Chuck Wepner. Chuck Wepner went in the ring with Muhammad Ali. His nickname was the Bayonne Bleeder. And went way too many rounds with Muhammad Ali, just getting pummeled. It was the tune-up fight. And he was the inspiration for Rocky.
His inspiration was, you can hit me with whatever, I'm not dropping.
Yeah, he had crazy hair. He was just ridiculous. And he, you know, he landed a few on Muhammad. He gave him a, didn't he? Did he knock Muhammad down?
I don't know about. Oh yeah, there it is.
I think he did. He got a couple.
Could have been a stumble, but
it might have been. But I think he put him on the ground once. But so we had him on to promote his movie about his life, and I just jokingly said, I think he actually said, "What makes you think you could beat me?" I'm like, "You're 75 years old." So, and then I got nervous because he wanted to fly out and do a charity fight with me. I'm gonna get my ass kicked by the Bayonne Bleeder.
Fearless,
jeez.
He fought a bear once. The guy was fearless. Those guys are real. But he stood up for the sport in his 70s against some punk bitch with a microphone that said, I think I can take you. Like, no, you can't. And I'm going to stand up for all the boxing for that. And then I'd back down like, dude probably could do it. Now I'd kick his ass. He's 82, although I'm moving a little slow. Hips hurt. Bad shoulder. I have to get in better shape. Give me an 8-week training program. Get clearance from the doctor that the shoulder won't fall off. I'll fight that 82-year-old. I'll fight an octogenarian. A little bit of brain damage. I'm not scared.
That's the last fight.
That's my Logan Paul moment. I'm not going to go after Floyd Mayweather unless it's guaranteed. hey, we're fixing this. But yeah, this whole thing with Floyd and Logan.
I don't know. Would you go for, on the football side, a team of YouTube stars?
Yeah. What if
scrimmage
what if Logan
team?
Paul said, hey, I got this team of dudes, like these bros, and we got 11 of them. And I think we can beat the Buccaneers. What? Or even worse, I think we can beat the 0-1 Ravens today. And then you just go get Ed Reed and Ray Lewis out of retirement and kick the living out of these idiots. It's trolling.
I think people would pay for it.
And that's the problem, is that it is entertaining to see everyday Joe go up against a real guy. Remember they tried that with, was it Shaquille O'Neal's show where he had, didn't he fight, I don't remember who he fought. But he went in there with a real boxer for a little bit. And Shaq fought and did other sports.
Oh, yeah. He would do the challenges.
And it was kind of entertaining. But you knew it wasn't really going to be bad. But they're 7 foot.
But they highlighted
it was the spectacle of 7 foot, 4 inch, 300-pound Shaquille O'Neal in there with a real boxer. And it was pretty amazing. I can't remember who he fought. But it was pretty ridiculous. But it is entertaining. So would you want to watch Kardashian Nunez over Nunez and some other Brazilian lady bloodying each other up? What would you rather pay for?
No, I'll watch that. Those broads.
We're definitely part of the Instagram generation where they're going to be the ones performing for us in sport. Yeah, it's weird, but it is weird when you watch the Logan Paul thing, and now you're like, that's why they didn't have much gambling as far as outcomes or no scorecard. There's no keep, because these guys were more in it than we thought. But yeah, there's definitely a clip out there if you watch him. Floyd holds him up. And then tonight, we're going to spend all our time watching the Suns and Nuggets in a game where cynical me is now going to come out. They've proven time and again, and actually sent a guy to jail for rigging games as playoff games.
Oh, man, you hear the testimony of a friend.
Oh, that one, yeah, that one guy you sent over. Well, they have a guy that, I forgot his name, but he was reffing games in the early 2000s. And one of the most egregious nightmares between Portland and the Lakers when they had Shaq and Kobe was a 16-point lead that evaporated in about 3 minutes on 8 foul calls. And the Blazers got none. And it turned out the guy reffing that game got caught fixing games and got punished for it. So the NBA is the easiest one to fix.
The guy that I sent you, I think it's Frank Hazy. Anyway, he was talking about how it would happen in the football side of it. He goes, it's not the point shaving so much. Is if the guy's into you, because a lot of these athletes love to gamble.
The younger
and
guy.
All of a sudden they're into us on this money.
Oh, right? Yeah. Michael Francisi, yeah.
Yeah, Francisi.
No.
That's the guy.
First, right off the bat, throw 2 interceptions.
Yeah, you get a quarterback.
So you bet the interceptions, deliver 2. There you go. There you get the piece of the.
Well, that's what he kept saying. He said, you get a quarterback, you get a position player, you get a running back, and you put the ball on the ground a couple of times.
Yep.
He said, that's all you got to do. We're not talking about points in the end. We're talking about you put the ball on the ground 2 or 3 times. Give me 3 of them.
Heavy on the side bets.
Yeah, and then you just go on the other thing. They get their money back because they'll get and he even said get a guy who's $100,000 into you. He said you can have him $250,000-$300,000 into you chasing that $100,000 in a heartbeat. And he goes and then he's in real trouble. It was a pretty awesome article about that, but. So enjoy and I've ruined it. Enjoy the Suns and Nuggets tonight. It's all fixed. But I don't know who you fix for this one. Because who's the bigger draw? The league MVP? If you're going to fix it, you're fixing it for Denver.
The only thing that, you definitely could determine as far as percentage of the shooting percentage. Because it was really high.
It was 54%. But I mean, they still will shoot.
They shot 64% in the second half.
But you can keep a game. You can keep a game within points. That's what that ref did with.
He did with 2000.
So we do. Well, that's what they do. They, and they're ambiguous fouls. A gray blocking and charging.
Yeah, you can't not about shooting percentage. Yeah. There's a shot you don't take.
The team gets a little too far ahead. You start whistling them a little bit. They can still shoot the lights out. Nobody's
I'm just talking about
it.
The players necessarily. Like if they're
you're not in
a
on
bad,
it. The players aren't ever
night of shooting.
The player. The reason the players get paid so much is so they can't. So they don't gamble.
Right.
That's the one of the people don't
that was
really
his point
understand.
Too.
The reason that the league said we got to pay our players this much is because you can't leave them susceptible to cash problems. It ruins everything. So the refs are making $200,000, $150,000 a year and living in that life. It's crazy. All sports are rigged. That's why Marcus doesn't watch. He doesn't care. We got Rock Wars coming up. Who won last week? Did I win or did Brady win?
The chair.
You won.
Did the chair? Did I win?
Oh,
I thought I won.
That's right. John Gordon picked it.
I'll have my topic in just moments. Rock Wars is next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
he said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.